Dubravka Ugrešić, welcome to Worldviews.
Thank you.
So, Dubravka, you're from the former Yugoslavia and obviously experienced war and conflict there, but you're a writer now and you've written about these experiences. Can you just kind of take us back to what those experiences were and kind of how that led you into the world of writing literature about this part of the world?
Hmm. First of all, I was a happy writer. Because I studied literature, I started as a very young writer. I published my first book while I was a freshman. No, not freshman, but the second year. I was born a literary person, I would say. So, and then after finishing my studies, I immediately got a job at the university. So I was working at the Institute for Theory of Literature. All in all, I lived like a happy mouse in a huge chunk of cheese. And my references were literary. And my first books were, some of them are translated into English, like Lend Me a Character, or Fording the Stream of Consciousness. All those books were very literary. And what interests me as a former student of comparative literature was so-called literariness of literature.
Well, what do you mean by that? They were very literary and
For instance, my short novel, Steffi Speck, or Steffi Zweck, In the Jaws of Life, is just a sort of a parody on romance novels. And it is a sort of experimental because it deals with a lot of graphic, you know, markers and signs. And the short story collection, Lend Me a Character, or there was a first also edition in English, and the title was Life is a Fairy Tale and Other Stories. I'm playing with well-known classical stories, let's say, with Alice in Wonderland. So I'm playing with those highly literary patterns, as Gogol's story, The Nose, or let's say Tolstoy's story, Kreutzer's Sonata, or and so on. But then what happened is that, Yugoslavia fell apart. There was a huge, unexpected raise of nationalism. The war started. All of that happened in 1991. It lasted until 1995. In the meantime, because I could not resist but to write about that, thinking that people will understand that, but they didn't. So I was accused by media, by my fellow writers, by my colleagues at the university of being a traitor and being a witch.
Because you weren't supportive of the nationalist
because
movement.
I was not supportive of nationalist movements. And I think that it was, in fact, a form of fascism. But somehow nobody recognized that as fascism. If you have concentration camps, as we had in Bosnia, for instance, if you have, extermination of Serbs in Croatia and the opposite in Serbia, what is that then, fascism? If you have vocabulary of fascism, then it is a form of fascism. If you have attempt of historians, of politicians, ideologues, to link Croatia, now independent Republic of Croatia, to that Croatia, Nazi puppet state from the Second World War. So how can you call all of that?
So when you were exploring these things, and you said it happened in 91, it ended in 95, I mean, this is happened obviously very quickly, and it lasted a short period of time. So how did this happen? I mean, was this kind of an undercurrent that was there that was just kind of the lid taken off to reveal this underlying
nobody understood. I think that somehow very smartly and foxily, all the ideologues of those politicians of those newly formed state, which that hatched from former Yugoslavia, meaning Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, Serbia, Montenegro, Macedonia, and Kosovo. So all they played on that, you know, background of expectations and interpretations that people would understand simply in that way. Soviet Union as a communist empire fell apart. So Yugoslavia as a communist country fell apart for the comprehensible reasons because of repression Serbs did to Croats, or let's say because of dictatorship, or because of need, liberation movement, need for democracy, this and that. But it wasn't quite like that in Yugoslav case, because Yugoslavia was not part of a communist bloc. It was a little bit different. It was open. It was this and that. So I'm not going to explain all of that. But I think that they, those ideologues, they worked on that background. They wanted to be understood as victims of communism, which was not entirely, I would say, the case. The best is to see what are the results of all that war.
So as you are writing about these things and the result of what happened there, I mean, how did that influence what emerged in your own work, and how has that been received? I mean, obviously you mentioned the writing that you had done before was not well received because you didn't agree with what was happening. You didn't take that party line, I guess. So how has your writing been received now, and especially given that you said this was our choice, more or less saying your fellow Yugoslavs, your fellow Croats, your fellow country people, citizens are responsible for what happened here?
Yes, I think they are, but I'm not accusing anybody because it is extremely dangerous, and then it is not fair to accuse people, because majority of the people in such situations, they try to stay alive. So that's why they are compromising with situation. They are always compromising with the situation in order to stay alive, or to protect their children, or to protect their jobs, or to protect their status or social status or whatever. In fact, the biggest fear of human beings is a fear of exclusion. And this is a very fertile terrain for fascism, to be together, not to be excluded, just not to be excluded. That's what was happening on, let's say, a psychological level. I decided to bear the consequences of my opinions. And I left. I left in the pretty old age. I left Croatia and my job and security of everyday life. I exchanged for nomadism, for exile, for not knowing where I'm going or what I'm going to do else. And the only idea which, in fact, kept me in my intellectual shape was the idea to survive as a writer and to continue writing. It sounds a little bit pompous when I'm talking about that, but that's how it was. So I first spent a year in Germany, then I spent a year in the States as a Banting Institute fellow, then I got something in Amsterdam in Netherlands, and I moved there. And somehow, bit by bit, after a couple of years, I decided to settle in Netherlands, and now I live in Amsterdam. That's the story.
Well, this is such a challenging story, Dubravka. It seems to me that, you know, the work that you're doing, and obviously the things you love to write about, and how you're displaced from your home in this way. But how has this ultimately led to the work that you're doing? Tell us about some of the work that has resulted from this experience.
And then, of course, with all of that, I simply realized that I can't prolong with my concept of developing this literariness of literature, that life was so strong that somehow it penetrated into all my ideas about literature, and not ideas about the literature, but it became my I became quite obsessive about writing about what was happening, because I think it is important. It is not about Croatia. I mean, Croatia is just a little example, which was closest to me, because I knew the whole that landscape and environment. It is not about former Yugoslavia. I think it's a story which concerns almost every country in Europe, at least, or former East European countries, because we see patterns now in Hungary, in Poland, in Czech Republic, in Slovakia, in former Soviet Union, in all those states. So it's in Albania and in Bulgaria. So it's not just a report from little Croatia.
So you're seeing how this experience is generalizable beyond the Balkan area, but beyond Europe too. I mean, you have a book called Europe in Sepia. You've obviously written primarily about Europe, but you're seeing this happen, or you're envisioning that these are struggles, and you call it life was so strong. I would imagine being life was so difficult and challenging that you're seeing that more
and
broadly.
And then, if you put that into a global context, then you get also in that reading of those patterns, you get additional meaning, and so
is the mission then, finally, Dubravka, is the mission then to write about these experiences and generalize in a way about the human condition, about the experience in a more global context, to shed some light on the human condition?
No, it's not my attempt to generalize. No, nothing like that. You know, literature and concept of literature, idea of literature, is my main thing. And I'm writing fiction, I'm writing novels, I'm writing short stories. And this is not that only I'm writing about politics. More than that, my new book, I just finished the manuscript, is mostly about literature and about nomadism or migrations, I can't say that I wouldn't agree with that. I'm only inspired by political events.
Well, Dubravka, thank you so much for sharing this perspective on your writing and your work, and I know I for one will look forward to reading more of what you've written. So thank you so much for being here
thank
today.
You.